Welcome to CFO Talk. I'm your host, Steve Rosewald, Chief Learning Officer at CFO.University. Joining us today from London is Greg Hodge, an Executive Director at Russell Reynolds, a global leader in the executive search industry. Greg cut his teeth in economics and e-commerce data analytics, and then spent 8 years with Gartner advising companies on digital strategies before joining Russell Reynolds. Greg received his undergrad degree in geography from the University of Leeds before earning his MBA from Chicago's Booth School of Business. Welcome, Greg. It is great to have you on the show.
Steve, great to be here. How are you?
Good, good, good. We've had some discussions on executive search and the turmoil that's taking place there, this battle for talent, executive level talent especially, seems to be tougher than it's ever been. Can you give me your perspective on what's going on in the search industry and how people are finding talent today?
I don't think we've ever seen an 18 months like it. It's been extremely competitive for the best talent. Businesses, up until very recently, have obviously been growing extremely quickly. They found that they haven't had the right talent for the market dynamics. And by that, you can refer to things such as digital transformation, but new consumer channels, new business channels. And it's meant that they've had to really try to upgrade their existing talent whilst obviously placing a very important lens on diversity, equity, and inclusion as well, which has continued to make the market very competitive.
Is it a good time for executives or is it a good time for employers?
It's been a great time for executives. I mean, the market has been so hot. The wage growth has been high. I mean, we are seeing a turn in the economy. I think that that is a reality. We are seeing a slight slowing down. But for the very, very best talent, the compensation we're seeing, the demand for that talent is just very, very high. And so it's a great time to be a talented person in the market.
Are you seeing that people have to move to take advantage of that? Or are they able to stay in the locations that they currently live in?
I mean, obviously, there's been more flexibility post-COVID or in a post-COVID era, however you want to look at it. But there is a demand for relocation where possible. People have to move to office locations, particularly in large like CFO roles, executive team roles, where you'll be working close with the leaders of the business and driving a business forward. In terms of moving between roles, people are able to agitate and look to move. And there's a kind of interesting dynamic materializing.
Yeah, well, you know, when we were working from home, we got pretty used to it. And so I think that the natural progression is, well, if I can work from home during those 2 years, why can't I work from anywhere? So we're really curious in that whole, it has such a workplace, work dynamic interest to us. If people don't have to move and you can actually live anywhere and work everywhere, that is a wonderful thing for the employee too. But I hear what you're saying. I'm hearing more and more that the return to work and work at the office, people miss something about that contact, that daily contact with their colleagues, or at least weekly contact, that makes the remote work a little bit less appealing than maybe it was a year ago.
I mean, I think it comes back to a little bit what you're trying to ask about, are people moving roles and how do you develop talent? And one of the ways you develop talent is obviously working closely with individuals. And it's been time tested that working in person with people helps develop talent more. And so I think there's an interesting point being reached around how do you build those relationships? How do you foster talent? How do you develop talent? And particularly as you look to bring that through, face-to-face is often the best way to do that. And so as executive leaders, there's an onus on those people to be spending time in the office to help the business grow and grow the people that work within it.
What can employers do better? You know, pick one, either recruiting, developing, or retaining their executive team. Do you have any kind of ideas around that?
Well, I would be obviously say they should be recruiting, but I think ultimately what we've seen in the last 18 months is that there hasn't been strong succession planning in many roles or many organizations. And I think if there's one thing that firms could do better, it is succession planning. It is thinking about the talent pipeline they have. It is developing their talent internally. It is making sure they have bench strength and continuing to develop that bench strength so that when they go to a search firm like such as Russell Reynolds and they're looking for talent, they also have internal barometers that they can measure that against. And they have the bench strength and the talent they're going to. And if they're using a search firm, they're going externally to recruit, it is because they're trying to find the very best and not because the cupboard is bare at home.
What do you see in the marketplace as far as executive level roles? And maybe you're the CMO expert there, maybe in the CMO roles, promoting from within for that chief CMO role versus hiring from outside. Do you have any kind of statistics?
We actually track CMO moves globally on a regular basis. So I can reel off that it is roughly still 50% of people internal and 50% external. And so you're seeing there's still plenty of promotion within and step ups. And I think it's always important. One of the first things we will always ask a client is, do you have anyone internal that could potentially take this role? What is the bench strength like?
You know, do you find a difference in the size of the company? Like, are bigger companies more likely to go outside, or isn't there really any correlation between the size of the company and whether they're internally promoting or externally sourcing?
Size isn't always a great proxy, because some of the biggest organizations are quite principled around the talent they develop. And if you take a really large organization, I mean, Amazon, Apple, two famous examples that have hired their most recent CEOs internally through promotions, you see that from very large organizations, because there's innate knowledge of the business. There's strong bench strength because the business is big. The ownership of P&L and like size of revenue and things like that are bigger at those organizations. So individuals have the experience. So I don't think size is the best proxy. Obviously, the larger organizations do spend more money with search firms. They do look externally for talent across the board, and they naturally have more roles to fill. So on an absolute number, yes, we do more work with big companies. But I think as you look across from perhaps Series C, where you start to see search firms being used from, or executive search firms being used from a talent perspective, right through to large public companies, you're probably not going to see a huge variance on size. It's just going to be the type of roles that they look for.
You know, the market's been pretty strong, right, for employees. And so, you know, how do you think that's going to shift over the next 12 months? Do you think, you know, stronger, weaker, stay the same?
I think you have to take a look back to look forward a little bit here, because it's very hard for it to even stay the same or be stronger, because it has been exponentially strong for 18 months. The graph's been better than X equals Y in terms of the growth that you've seen happen in the market. And so answering that question, I think it's important to understand where we are today, or probably where we are in March, April time, which was probably the hottest talent market we've ever seen. It is slowing. The economic shift is having an impact both in, well, this side of the pond and in North America, right? You're seeing consumer confidence slow. Interest rates are starting to go up. Inflation in the UK is nearly 10%. And so you're seeing that play a part as businesses think about how they're hiring and when they hire. So I think naturally you're going to see a slowdown, and you're going to see a slowdown at different types of businesses, particularly the big growth roles that were exciting for the last 5 years or so, where people were moving into early investment stage roles that were looking to grow and raise various multiples. You're seeing those quite quickly slow down. But big, large organizations continue to demand talent. They continue to demand change. And what you will see if there is a broader economic slowdown is just the shift in the type of talent you need, as well as perhaps a slight slowdown.
And do you think that'll affect the executive suite quite a bit?
Actually, the first thing you think about, and I think about this on my personal marketing lens, is first thing that happens, what's the first thing that gets cut in a recession is marketing or marketing budgets. You don't need to market to people that aren't going to buy things. But you also need to think about the other C-suite roles. The type of CFO you may need will change in a different economic environment. Are you looking to sell assets? Are you looking to reduce costs in a specific way? Are you trying to change the balance sheet in a way that helps the business? And therefore, you will see different demands for talent. It may be that companies choose to invest a lot more in technology in a slowdown. This is the time to get all of our back-end tech right, as we're seeing a slower period. And therefore, the demand for tech roles may go up. I think there's several unknowns. We haven't seen a prolonged economic slowdown for a very, very long time. So there's a lot of unknowns. And I'm going on a little bit, but what I would say is I think people learned during COVID that letting go of talent was a huge mistake. Furloughing or letting talent leave the business was a huge error, and they haven't been able to hire it back quickly enough. So I do hope that there is a retention of talent as we think about the broader C-suite.
You know, if you would give a tip to employees on kind of a career management piece, and then the same for employers, what they can do to, you know, make sure they're attracting and retaining the best talent. Can you give us a few tidbits on that? Another tough question.
I think for candidates right now, it's to continue to seek for new experiences, new responsibilities, and new elements to their role. I think what had happened in the last 18 months or so, if people have agitated for broader responsibilities, they've looked outside, they've wanted bigger P&Ls to manage. They've wanted broader remits. They've wanted commercialization of their roles, and they've been able to seek that externally. I think there's a reality that that's probably going to happen internally now, and look to broaden the scope of role that you have internally and broaden the influence you have. For employers, I think it's to nurture that talent and develop that talent. The best way to continue to grow is, as I said, is to build that bench strength. And I think if there is a period of economic slowdown, it's going to be critical that organizations think about the talent that they retain and retain that talent, invest in that talent, and accept that revenues cannot rise on an ongoing basis.
I think what you're really saying is don't rest on your laurels. You know, things are always changing. You need to improve your own personal development needs, and then also companies need to fill in and make sure they have bench strength. So there's, you know, don't rest on your laurels. For a lot of companies, it's been kind of a up and down market, but they've been quite profitable, surprisingly. And yeah. I think that complacency you're saying is, hey, don't be complacent, whether you're an employer or employer, keep that talent still going to be what drives our companies. So really appreciate your thoughts today. And thank you for joining me today. That wraps up today's CFO Talk.